We're now going to the last part of the program, and we're going to go to the steps of the State Library. On Wednesday, the NUS, National Union of Students, held a rally. It was welfare, not warfare, and it was marking the day that a nuclear bomb was dropped on Nagasaki 78 years ago. Of course, on Sunday, there was a rally, Hiroshima Day, marking the first bomb that killed over 200,000 people in one fell swoop. Because, you know, our mates, the Americans, are the only ones who have the great illustrious honour of actually having been mass murderers on that level, but of course that would just be bleating to bring it to the table. But anyway, this is in a line with some of the stuff that's already been discussed about the nuclear waste dump being kiboshed in Kimber after the Indigenous peoples court case to defend their lands against such culminatory. Here we go.
Our first speaker is Dave Sweeney. Dave is one of the co-founders of the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons, an organisation set up to fight the proliferation of nuclear weapons, some of the most devastating and destructive things in our society. Today is the anniversary of the bombing of Nagasaki, which killed thousands upon thousands of people, almost entirely civilians, both in the initial blast and in the years since. I think it's really important that Dave is here speaking today and that we're opposing the attempt to make Australia, take Australia one step closer to being a nuclear armed state. So please, please welcome Dave Sweeney from the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons.
Thank you, Xavier, and thank you, crew, for being here in Nam on this sunny day. And a really important day to gather and remember. Like Xavier said, today is the anniversary of the bombing of Nagasaki. 80,000 people finished like that. Many more over many years and continuing legacy and impact today. It's pivotal to remember that. It's pivotal to reflect and respect. And it's particularly essential to ensure that it's never replicated. Nuclear weapons pose a current and existential threat. All we need to look about is the talk of nuclear weapons in Ukraine and other conflicts and the increased pressure right now around the world. Increased global tension, reduced global cooperation. This is a bad context at the best of times. And when you're talking about escalating nuclear threat and tension in Australia through AUKUS, it's a long way from the best of times. So there's a lot of attention now to nuclear weapons, more than there has been for a while, and that's really good because it's on the back of the Oppenheimer film. Now, whatever you think of Hollywood blockbusters and whatever you think of Oppenheimer, the film, it has elevated awareness of this issue. People who weren't talking about nuclear weapons now are, and that is essential. Oppenheimer's work was unveiled on the 6th of August and the 9th of August 1945 in the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and our entire world has lived under that mushroom cloud planet ever since. And 70 years ago this October, the British version of Oppenheimer's vision was outlined and unveiled in the Australian desert, with the first mainland nuclear test in October at Emu Field in northern South Australia. Now, that caused massive dislocation, cultural damage, environmental damage, continuing health damage to First Nations people. And those impacts are felt today. And it's really imperative that we don't, on the 70th anniversary of one imperial atomic adventure, launch into another one by locking ourselves into warfighting plans with AUKUS. Nuclear submarines are stealth weapons, and this whole process for Australia to obtain them is being also advanced by stealth. The AUKUS plan was described by the head of Navy as the most consequential decision in Australia's history. It is the biggest single spend in Australia's history, and yet there has been no scrutiny. No parliamentary scrutiny, no public scrutiny, no independent assessment, no risk cost-benefit analysis, nothing. You have to work harder to get a $5,000 grant to upgrade the dunnies or the kitchen at a netball club than you have to get access to $368 billion to get nuclear submarines and lock us into global warfighting plans. If this is the most consequential decision in Australia's history, it should have been put before the Australian people, and it still should. There's a lot of unanswered questions about AUKUS. One of them is high-level waste. We've never had it before. Now we're going to have to manage it. It's a real concern, a real problem. It's a massive cost. It's currently uncosted. There are heaps of other problems. The opportunity cost, what misses out, mental health, housing, a whole range of good things lose out to chuck money down the funnel of warfighting plans, our sovereignty, our independent foreign policy. What about port safety? What about our capacity to deal with an accident? Which our federal nuclear regulator said our rules, our regulations and our capacity are not fit for purpose for a future with nuclear submarines. Now that's not ACF or Friends of the Earth or Greenpeace or ICAN, that is the federal nuclear regulator, not fit for purpose. What about our emergency response capacity? What about our perception of ourselves and how we're perceived in our region? All of these things are unanswered, all of these things are adverse. They need to be tested. Nuclear weapons don't need to be tested. The assumptions behind those who are driving them need to be tested. So congratulations to NUS for the recent resolution up in Brisbane that was strong and clear and good and gutsy and important. That's part of a growing industrial Labor and indeed Labor branch groundswell against this. Labor National Conference is next week in Brisbane and there's going to be like a lot of attention on this. This is really important to build this beforehand. All action and attention is needed. Thank you for being here today. And there's one thing in particular, wearing the ICAN hat. The Prime Minister, the Foreign Minister, the Defence Minister, they've stood their hand on heart and they've said nuclear submarines are not a precursor to us getting, accepting or acquiescing to nuclear weapons. Well, prove it, Ministers. Sign the treaty for the prohibition of nuclear weapons that would make that clear and send a signal to all of us and our region that this is not a stalking horse for even dumber, riskier and more financially and human expensive activities. Sign that treaty, Mr. Albanese. Thanks for being here. Keep it up. All the best.
No to AUKUS, no to war. This is what we're fighting for. No to AUKUS, no to war. This is what we're fighting for. No to AUKUS, no to war.
This is what we're fighting for.
Our next speaker is Sana Swart from Friends of the Earth. Sana is the collective coordinator at the Nuclear Free Collective at Friends of the Earth. Please make Sana very welcome. She's been a part of standing in solidarity with the Bangala people in Kimba against the imposition of a nuclear waste dump. Please make her welcome.
Thank you. Thank you all for being here. First, I want to acknowledge that I'm standing too on Wurundjeri land and that traditional owners are on the forefront and bearing the brunt of the nuclear industry when we're talking about these issues. So thank you all for caring about this issue and coming out here today. From Friends of the Earth, we have a 50-year history working with standing with traditional owners against the nuclear industry and the projects planned on their land. I want to talk a little bit, moving on from what Dave has said and what Xavier has said, and the nuclear impacts that we're going to face, traditional owners and frontline communities, workers at the forefront, but in the end, it's going to affect all of us. So nuclear submarines would mean a port with nuclear submarines that are not nuclear armed but are nuclear propelled, which still, if you attack it, it is a floating nuclear bomb. It will impact whatever port it is in, and the port that it will be in will be a military target. So there's some really strong opposition in Wollongong, Port Kembla. They're not just saying no to a submarines here. We are saying no to submarines everywhere, and they're going to stand together in solidarity with whatever port it's proposed on, and we're going to stand in solidarity with them. The second thing is uranium mining. Australia is the third biggest uranium miner in the world and a big exporter, and the uranium mines with the Olympic Dam in Roxby Downs is the single biggest deposit in the world with uranium. It's the second biggest mine in the world. And Uncle Kevin Buzzacott, who is a traditional Arawana elder from that region, has been opposing that mine from the beginning. And he said, this is not their land to destroy. This land belongs to the little ones. This land belongs to the future generations, you guys. And we need to look after it. And you guys, the young people and thousands of generations to come, are going to have to deal with the high-level nuclear waste that is coming out of these submarines. So I want a big shout-out to Uncle Kevin. We stand with him. And to say no to uranium mining. No to uranium mining! The second one is the waste. So the high-level waste that we talked about, we've been working with Kimba traditional owners, the Bangala traditional owners, opposing a nuclear waste dump that is planned on their land at the moment. They just won a court battle, and we just need the Albanese government, who have inherited this flawed plan from the Morrison government, to walk away from this plan. This is the sixth battle in 26 years that the government has been trying to put down, impose a nuclear waste dump on traditional owners' land, and this is the sixth time traditional owners have won. The next battle ahead is going to be a little bit more tricky because we've got defense behind it, and it's the excuse of the nuclear submarines that is going to impose the high-level waste dump, and that's going to be there for 100,000 of years of radioactive waste. This is going to... Shame! This is going to affect everyone. I'm so heartened to see you all come out here. We need more young people joining this fight. Our call to action is come and join Friends of the Earth, join the student union, join the environmental group in your uni, and get together on this issue. We look forward to working together with all of you to make a big movement, to grow this movement, and to make sure we can stop this. Thank you.
Yep.
Always was. Always.